Right. I want y'all to look at something. Y'all sit right there on the stairs. Okay. Here comes Miss Marie. All right. Now this is going to be a tough question to ask you. If you get it correct, four pieces of candy, okay? What are these? What? What do you say this is?
Tennis racket.
Tennis racket? How many of you think it's a tennis racket? Okay. It is, but that's not the answer to my question, okay? What is this?
I have no clue.
Don't know? This is a pickleball paddle, okay? But that's not what it is this morning. You know what these two things are this morning? I'm going to up it 10 pieces of candy. If you can guess what these can be. What this was to me. Okay? Man, 10 pieces of candy. I don't know if I ever... All right, let me help you. This right here was an idol to me. Does it look like an idol? Huh? Yeah. This could be an idol to me. Do you know what an idol is? Conniger? That's pretty close. Something that can be very special to you. Yeah, that's pretty good. An idol, and y'all look up here. An idol is anything that becomes so special to you that it takes your eyes off Jesus and your commitment to Him. And see, a lot of times we think that an idol is a Buddha or you know, in a shrine, they have those things and they bring food to them. But an idol can be anything that gets in the way of your relationship with God. An idol is anything that keeps you from loving God and serving God like you should. And when I was your age, maybe a year or two older, fifth grade, maybe sixth grade, this became my idol. And all I thought about was tennis. All I thought about was how to win. I read books on tennis. I read magazines on tennis. I went to tennis camps. I played tennis every single day. And I did that for years because it became more important to me than just about anything else in my life. And idols are not images of other things. Idols, as a matter of fact, John, who we're looking at 1 John, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, it says this, "Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your heart." And see, your heart is designed to have Jesus in it, and that He is priority, but for Bill, it was a tennis racket. And all my life centered around tennis. Don't have idols in your life. And all through your life, you're going to be tempted to have idols. It could be fishing. It could be hunting. It could be shopping. It could be your kids. It could be your family. There is nothing that should be in front of Jesus, okay? Let's pray. Lord, help these kids to keep the idols out of their life. And Lord, help them to understand that it can be good things. And those good things can become bad things. And I thank you for these kids. In Jesus' name, amen.